Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Is
he in Paris?
They're jumping.
Chuck E. Cheese is happening tomorrow, and so we are pumped, and we'll be jumping. And then Taryn, Danny, and maybe Steve will be jumping on Sunday for Walk MS.
Yes, baby. It's big a big weekend. Full weekend.
I know. We'll be walking. We'll be jumping. Let's get to Brian with a Y from Lake Stevens. Brian, are you there?
Chuck E. Cheese.
There we go.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Brian has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the name of Donald Duck's girlfriend?
Daisy.
Correct. What disease commonly spread on pirate ships?
Can you repeat?
What disease commonly spread on pirate ships?
Pass.
The founder of Earth Day was a senator from which Midwest state?
Oh, goodness. Iowa?
No.
Illinois?
No.
Nebraska?
No. Same name as a color. What pop singer has the hit song Get the Party Started?
Pink.
Correct. What company was originally called Kadabra?
Google?
No.
Oh, Amazon.
Yes. You've Got a Friend in Me is a song from what Disney Pixar film?
Oh, shoot. Wally?
No.
Toy Story?
Yes. What is the third letter in the Greek alphabet?
Pass.
There are 168 of what in 1 week?
hours.
Yes? Okay. Brian with a Y, you got 5 correct.
Damn it.
Oh. Okay. Well, I just want to appreciate, and I think everyone in the studio wants to just thank you for saying shoot. Because
yeah.
Every time you said shoot, we all looked at each other like, oh,
I almost
goodness.
Had a heart attack. Thank you.
Thank goodness. You know what you can and can't say on the radio, Brian, and I appreciate
Brian's
that.
Brian's a pro. He's a pro.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What is the name of Donald Duck's girlfriend?
Daisy.
Correct. What disease commonly spread on pirate ships?
Booty.
No. That's not a disease.
Scurvy?
Yes.
Yeah.
The founder of Earth Day was a senator from which Midwest state?
Illinois?
No.
Nebraska?
No.
Tacoma?
No. Same name as a color. What pop singer has the hit song Get the Party Started?
Oh, Pink.
Correct. What company was originally called Kadabra?
Kadabra. I'm going to reach out and grab. I don't know. Amazon.
Yes, you do know. You've Got a Friend in Me is a song from which Disney Pixar film?
Debbie Does Dallas?
No.
Oh, my God. No. Sorry. You Got a Friend in Me. Pixar Up?
No.
Toy Story.
Correct. What is the third letter in the Greek alphabet?
Gamma.
Yes. There are 168 what in 1 week?
Hours?
Yes. What element is diamond made of?
Coal.
No. Steve, it doesn't matter, though, because you got 6 correct, which is a win, barely.
Yes.
Brian with a Y, I'm so sorry.
Thanks, Steve, for beating me once again.
Wow. Sorry, Brian.
Man.
Love you.
Tradition around here.
He sounded sad, but he took it like a man. For those that don't know, Earth Day is on Monday.
Yep. So it's right around 4:20.
It is. The founder of Earth Day was a senator from which Midwest state?
Missouri?
No. Wisconsin.
Mm.
And what element is a diamond made of?
Rock?
No. It's not an element.
I don't know.
Carbon.
Oh.
Well, you're going to guess.
Not that.
Okay.
Well, congratulations, Steve, on beating Brian.
Thank you.
You'll get your big 100 next week.
Yeah, it's going to be a big day.
Maybe.
I hope you guys bring balloons.
And cake.
And who knows? The listeners could be on a roll next week.
That's true.
That doesn't mean he's going to win.
Can we get those confetti cannon things?
Oh, yeah.
And if I win, Taryn and Sarah have to blow them up
from
right in front of me.
From either side of you?
Yes.
I'd do it.
And then you go deaf for the next week.
All right, then I'm in, yeah.
Those things are loud.
Yeah, I have headphones on. I think I'll be all right.
Okay.
So I was telling the gang here something that happened to me yesterday that I thought was normal, but everyone else thought it was super weird. It involves boozing with the guys working on my house. We're going to talk about this after Marcy Playground.
Excuse me?
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
So for anyone that doesn't know, I am in the middle of an addition being put onto my house. I'm in remodel mode. I'm living in dust.
Do you still have a hole in your house?
Yes, it's connected to the addition, which doesn't have insulation yet. So the hole leads to a very cold section of the house. And we're all basically living out of our master bedroom right now. It's wild.
So how many blankets are you rocking at night when you go to bed?
I mean, we're cranking the heat in our own bedroom.
Okay.
Which is great. But then in other places in the house, if you were to turn the heat on, it would just get sucked out the addition side. You
right,
know?
Right, right.
So
yeah.
Really, we're only using the heat in our bedroom and really just at night. So we're bundling up. We're using blankets. We're surviving.
Pun intended. Is there a light at the end of this tunnel? This hole that's in your home? Like, when is it going to finally be done?
The 4th of July.
That's when the hole is gone.
That's kind of my... Well, the... Insulation could begin next week.
Okay.
So if that happens, that's going to make a big difference.
Like, I know it'll take a while for the full thing to be done, but when will you no longer have a hole in your house?
Well, I mean, so the hole now, the hole is staying because it leads to the hallway of the new addition.
Right.
So they just need to insulate so that we can have a warm house again, basically.
Okay.
So we're getting there. But I've been having to make a lot of decisions every single day. So there, you know, we've had there's been siders there. There have been, you know, all sorts of folks, plumbers and electricians. And so yesterday, earlier in the day, the electricians were doing work and asking questions. And I'm a really easygoing person. I say yes to everything. Yeah, that sounds good. That looks great. Yep, that sounds fine. Very easygoing.
So how does Brad feel about that?
He's the same way. Okay, we're both terrible decision makers.
So you're fine with whatever decision they're giving
you. We're like, whatever you think is the best, that's what we would like to do. So thank you.
I've heard Barrett is actually your 4-year-old son is making the decisions on how your house is going
to
be.
To be fair, he knows more about construction than Brad and I combined, probably.
Probably all of us in this room as well.
So yesterday, yes, absolutely. So yesterday, I kind of had my head in the window and I'm talking to them. Somehow we started talking about IPAs. You know, we've got the new men's room IPA, all this good stuff. And it turns out their IPA drinkers too. So I take off and I leave them to finish working and I take Barrett to his swimming lessons. And when we got back from swimming lessons, I had some cold Black Raven IPAs in the fridge. And the guys had, they were loading up the van, like they're leaving, but they had a couple of questions about this one bathroom. And I was like, are you allowed to have a beer now? Because you're done working? And he's like, sure. So I handed him a beer.
But the funny part is if they're on the clock, they're on the clock doing stuff around your house. So if anyone would put the kibosh on it, it would probably be you.
It would be.
Like if you're cool with them having a beer while they're putting stuff up around your house, I don't know. Is it an issue?
I don't think. I mean, this is like 4:30, 5 o'clock. They are done for the day. The bags that they wear have been put away.
See, I feel bad. I usually just offer guys like, you want some water, soda? Never thought to offer a beer to someone who might be like doing like painting in my house or fixing something or going through like, you know, the heating ducts. I didn't know. Oh, would you like a rip from the bong?
Well, and to be fair, the work had been completed for the day. So it was absolutely beer 30. So my electrician friend and I had a Black Raven IPA and kind of went through, you know, where should we put this outlet in here? Where do you want the heater to go? All that kind of stuff. And it was great. And then our contractor showed up and he's like, what are you guys doing? I'm like,
would you like one too?
Would you like one? He actually said no. He did not want a beer. He's a Crown Royal drinker and we didn't have any Crown. So, but yeah. It was
so if you had Crown Royal, do you think you would have had some?
Oh, probably.
No, someone just texted and said, it's not weird at all, Taryn. My husband is a contractor and he shares beers with only the coolest of customers.
Maybe I'm a cool customer.
Well, I think anyone's willing to give a free beer to a person working on their house is a cool customer.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's always fun to nerd out on beer because, you know, if you're passionate about it, you're passionate about it.
Anyone else in this room ever like, no?
I did one time in my single days, but that's because...
Did you think he was attractive?
Oh, yeah, I did.
What was he doing?
I don't remember. This was down in California. I was with my mom and...
Oh, I was hoping he was a plumber and he was laying pipe. I was like, let's let the jokes begin.
But yeah, I mean, I offered him something to drink and then he was like, yeah, I'd love something. And I was like, well, I have some vodka. Are you allowed to drink? He wasn't allowed, so I got turned down. But yeah, he was fine. I don't think I would do it normally now.
Yeah.
You know, living with my dad and my husband.
Well, and these guys too, they have been busting their butts on this project. And the middle of our house was built in the 70s, and it's weird. It is wacky. You know, you start ripping open walls, and it's like, what's going on in here?
You're turning, like, certain rooms into completely different, like a bedroom into a living room.
A bedroom and a living room are going to become one large living room, because it was one small bedroom and one small living room. So I'm beyond grateful for everything that they have gone through to get this place ready to go, and so... It was lovely to cheers him up.
I never thought I'd be able to say this sentence, but I'm fired up to say it. A rockaholic has a suggestion for your hole, Taryn. They texted in at 206-803-ROCK saying, hang some bubble wrap like a sheet over the hole. Thing that it's a cheap insulation barrier for the hole.
So you know what we did, and I think I showed you a picture of this, Steve. So we did put some plastic up in the hallway area that goes like down the stairs to mm-hmm. where all this demolition is going down. And yesterday they had to do some concrete cutting. So I thought we had sealed this plastic. It was perfect. This whole side of the house is going to be protected. Got home yesterday and there is a thin layer of concrete dust.
Oh, that's
that
fun.
Is up the stairs into the kitchen. It's not good. So I'm in cleanup mode. It's been crazy. I deserved that beer last night too.
Our friend Rose in Tacoma also said, as my construction project wrapped up last week, I had beers with my guys to say thank you for all their hard work.
That's awesome.
See, you're not alone.
Yeah,
you're not as weird as we thought. At
Cheers
least for
to
this,
all these guys. They've honestly been so helpful and made it very easy for us to, you know, live in a thin layer of dust. So shout out to all the folks helping out at my house right now. Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan. But could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it. And if so, you could win tickets to Kaleo at Remlinger Farms on June 26th. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook. Shook.
Time to play Hook or Shook. Danny will play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This week, we are playing for tickets to Kaleo at Remlinger Farms on June 26th.
We're not doing Taylor Swift songs, are we?
No.
Okay,
no, absolutely not, which is great news for Nate and Bothell. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning.
So you've got to get both of these songs right to win. The first one, you'll be on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook as a member of our show at random, has to get it right for you. If not, you will lose, and caller 9 will get the prize. Let's see who you're playing with. Will it be me, Migs, or Sarah?
Okay, just past me, Taryn, Sarah. Is it going to land on me again?
Wow.
Oh.
Did you get the whole week?
I might have.
Let's go, Migsy.
Yo, Nate, let's go, Nate Dog. Nate Dog and Migsy, we're going to do this.
Nate, are you ready for your first clip?
I sure am.
Here we go. I got
Can I hear that one again?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I got it.
You guys all complained that the songs were too easy.
Well, we didn't need to make them impossible.
Not impossible.
Yeah, that was pretty tough. Do you got any hints?
What the hell is that?
I think I did get it.
You got it?
I think so.
In the spirit of this game having no integrity, can you help me?
I'm making eyes at Danny, seeing if I'm even right here. Is there an insect?
Yeah.
Oh, I do got it then. Okay.
Go, Tara.
Think about creatures from another planet.
Oh, I got this. Okay, I got it. It's a cover song.
Oh, hold on. Wait. Yes.
It's a cover song.
Oh, that's a good point, too. It's a cover song.
Oh, yeah. It's a Michael Jackson cover.
Yes.
Migs can help you more.
It's Alien Ant Farm.
Yes.
Smooth Criminal.
Yes. Yes. I thought that was it, and then I got in my own head thinking it wasn't it.
Dude, I'll be honest, just from hearing that little snippet, out of context, I did not think that's where the song was going. And now once you hear it, you're like, oh yeah, no duh. Thank you for helping me with this very integrity-written game.
Yeah.
Steve Migs, are you ready for your clip?
All right, I can't let Nate down.
No.
Oh, it's Danny's band. Sum 41, Fat Lip.
We literally just talked about that song while we were on hold.
No way!
What were you talking about?
I said if it was Sum 41, I wouldn't get it. My friend said, what if they played Fat Lip?
Are you serious?
I'm not making this up. That's too funny.
It was meant to be.
That is so weird, man. It's in the universe, bro.
Congratulations, Nate. We are so stoked for you, man.
Thank you.
That is so random. He's talking with his friend, and he's like, if it's Sum 41, I won't get it. And it was Sum 41.
Yep.
Is his friend Danny V?
Yeah, apparently.
That is so random.
So random.
Do you ever have one of those moments just when you think of a song and then the song gets played on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, that would happen from time to time. I'll never forget one time it was Twisted Sister of all bands. And I was thinking of, like, we're not going to take it. And which was, knowing my dad never listened to any of, like, rock stations or anything like that. I think he might have put it, like, on a pop station at the time. We were going on a road trip. And Twisted Sister at the time was just, they were larger than just metal. They were all over the place. And then that song started, and I was just like, I have control of the music. Yeah. And then I thought I could try and make that happen more and more, and I couldn't. But from time to time, that does happen.
Lily has her own playlist on my Apple Music, and so she has different versions of different songs. And there's this, it's from a movie called Zombies. It's like one of those Disney Channel like musical movies. And she's like, what if we were listening to like the ballad of Someday? She's like, what if the normal version comes on right after this, Dad? And I was like, that'd be so cool. Sure enough, it does. And she lost her mind. She was like, oh my God, I called it. We need to go.
Like, what are the odds?
It's like, this is amazing.
Now, is she fired up about the new Taylor Swift album?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, Sarah, she's a Swiftie? Sarah and Lily.
Or is she, what is the new stupid thing they're doing? They're the committee?
I mean, sure, I don't know if she knows about that, but she was so excited about
it. I don't even know. Like, Taylor's like a chairman, and there is a committee. Things are happening at 2 in the morning. Her album covers look very suggestive.
Yeah, they do.
Not complaining.
No.
Yeah, that's pretty hot.
I did love it. I looked at the Instagram, and she's like, here's another record, 15 extra songs. And now the story isn't mine anymore. It's all yours. And I'm like, come on.
Oh, that is the cheesiest, grossest, lamest thing I've ever heard.
I defend her from time to time, but even reading that made me want to puke in my own mouth.
Maybe her, do you think that was her publicist that put that together? Or you think that's speaking from Taylor's heart?
It's all yours.
It's all yours. It's your story to write. Rockaholics, have we talked about something this morning that you want to talk about? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll check in with the Rockaholics after the Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
All morning, we have received text messages and phone calls from you, Rockaholics, that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but the time has come, and we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by the Law Tigers. So call us up now if there's something you want to chime in about from this morning, or just anything that's on your mind at all. 206-803-ROCK. Please give a warm Daily Mix Show welcome to Bree from Tacoma, the manager of Chuck E. Cheese. What's up, Bree?
What's up? Good morning, guys.
Bree, I can't believe tomorrow's the day. What started as a silly joke, and then you called in right at the tail end of a conversation of us saying, wouldn't it be funny if we had a party at Chuck E. Cheese? And you're like, hey, I'm a manager at a Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma, and now here we are. Tomorrow, the big party's going to happen.
Yes, I'm so excited. It was just meant to be. It was last minute of that call.
So, Bree, what would you say is the best game, most popular game on the floor at Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma?
Oh, skeetball for sure. Oh, yeah. And I know that's super old school, but our skeetball does get pretty packed. And I don't know, we have our biggest thing, I think, is our dance floor.
Oh, wait, there's a dance floor? Game.
Yeah, step on it and like the things move and it's all interactive. It's really cool.
Oh, we're going to have a dance party from 3 to 5, baby.
We might have to keep Sarah off of that dance floor, though. I don't think she dances appropriately around children.
And I was telling
Sarah, I need you to know there are plenty adults that come here that don't have children and just play games.
No, that's what we've been hearing. A lot of people in Texas saying, I don't have kids. It's not weird at all to go to Chuck E. Cheese and just play some games. Yeah. It's a blast. And we have the upstairs loft that overlooks all the game room for the Rockaholics. So if you show up and you're there to hang with us, we have an upstairs area that's reserved just for us that we can hang and eat and talk and all that. And then, of course, all the games. My daughter cannot stop talking about Chuck E. Cheese ever since we told her that we're going to be having this party. She was watching YouTube videos yesterday about Chuck E. Cheese. She's fired up about, like, the whack-a-mole thing. But... It's like an obsession right now. She's invited some of her other toddler friends. So it's going to be a party.
Yes. And we have actually a couple of cool things for tomorrow, too. We're going to do a few giveaways. One of the giveaways, we have 5 guest passes to raffle off. And I'm going to get some more information kind of on how that raffle is going to go. But we also can do like a cotton candy raffle. So if you purchase a cotton for like... a gift basket. So if you purchase a cotton candy, your name goes in the raffle for the gift basket.
Let's get all these kids hopped up on sugar.
Sold. Yes. Sold.
There's cotton candy. There's Dippin' Dots. There's beer for the adults. So Well, good.
Everyone is represented.
And plus, we have a song about you, Bree. I don't know if you heard it earlier, but
I heard that. I was so stoked.
We have two different versions, and this is the other version.
Bree, the manager, made it all go down. Bring your little ones, no need to frown. It's gonna be wild.
It's gonna be wild, Bree.
It's gonna be loud.
It's gonna be loud.
Ripping the roof off. We'll make you proud.
Gonna make all the people proud. Thank you, artificial intelligence.
My heart is so touched.
Oh,
thank you so much,
Bree. Thank you, really. Without you, I don't know that we'd be where we are. Bree, so we appreciate you.
You made our dreams come true.
Oh my gosh, I'm so starstruck at the moment with you guys. I've been listening to you guys forever, so definitely have been part of my life for quite some time.
Awesome.
Well, we're fired up to hang with you, Bree.
So stoked.
Thanks again.
Juan in Lakewood, you're coming to Chuck E. Cheese tomorrow, baby.
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow. What do we have to bring?
Bring your A game, because we're going to be playing arcade games all afternoon.
Yeah. No, Juan, what do you think you should bring?
Hey, is the manager going to be there?
Rumor has it we might get a cameo from Miles. He's going to be golfing in the Tacoma area, and he's going to try and swing by after he's done golfing.
Oh, all right, cool.
And by golfing, we mean drinking.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Ryan Castle's supposed to be showing. Ryan Castle's going to be there as well.
Plus, you guys going to PBR?
So the people that I invited that are going to be there tomorrow are going to PBR, Juan, and they're trying to get me to do PBR after the party. I have not committed yet.
Yeah, we're going after. We already got our tickets.
Well, maybe I need to go.
And it's bull riding
at the Tacoma Dome, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, Tacoma Dome, just down the street.
That's awesome. Juan,
5 minutes.
Dude, looking forward to hanging with you tomorrow.
All right, see you guys tomorrow, man.
Nice. I love you. He's like, what do I need to bring? That's spoken like a guy who knows how to go to a party.
Yes.
What do you need me to bring?
Well, that's what a star. I can't wait to kick it.
Every time Juan calls in, it's like talking to my family. Like, oh, do I need to bring some beer? You guys need bread? What do you need? Crackers? What do we got? Ice? You need some ice?
We talked a little bit earlier about senior pranks, and Ben from West Seattle has one to tell. Ben, you there?
Good morning.
What's up, Ben?
You hear me?
Yep.
Oh, I went to a small high school in Whidbey Island. It's kind of a country town. A bunch of seniors in the late 90s decided to steal a bunch of cows from one of their parents' farm and take them to the high school. So they originally just put the cows downstairs. But a little thing about cows is they can walk upstairs, but they cannot walk downstairs. So one cow went upstairs, and now there's no way to get the cow out of there.
Yeah, I don't think
the elevators aren't rated for that much weight.
Oh my gosh.
So they had to shut the school down for the day and call in the fire department. And while all of this was going on, the shop kids from the shop class, they took the hard top off of the Jeep of the principal and hit it.
Oh. Can you imagine being the fire department that gets the call that day? Like, hey, we got a herd of cows in a school.
How did they get the cow down then?
I absolutely cannot. I have no idea. They had to figure out a way to get it downstairs because, like I said, the elevators were not rated for that much weight.
Yeah, do you like make a ramp and like put some like food at the bottom of it? Like, come on, cow.
Or do you call your local butcher?
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Hey. It was a thought that crossed my mind.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a thought that crossed.
I mean, I think your son's right.
I'm sick of you.
Me too, Barrett. Me too.
I know. I need to go home.
No, you don't.
Rockaholics, my mom is worried about Steve Miggs.
She should be worried about you and things you say, you savage.
Why is my mom worried about Steve Miggs? The reason is so great, and you're going to hear from my mom at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
It was so fun to unearth a video that's about 20 years old. It's of Miggs passing out when he got an eyebrow piercing. And yes. It's stressful to watch, but it's hilarious to watch.
See, I find it funny, but I understand if you've never seen it before, it is very disturbing. If you go to our TikTok, you'll be one of the 130-something thousand plus that have now watched this video, which is just kind of hilarious that a 20-year-old video is all of a sudden getting seen by a bunch of people for the first time. But it does look like I died.
It's pretty freaky.
And back in my stoner days, when this video, this was on VHS. This is how old this video was, right? I remember when my buddies would come over to our house, we would all get stoned in my old apartment in Queen Anne, in Lower Queen Anne in Seattle. And at some point, while we're really baked, I'd be like, you guys want to see something awesome? And like, yeah, hell yeah. And I think I'm going to put like a cool music video or a trippy whatever. And I put that video in. And every time they would be like, dude, that's not funny. This is messing us up. This is killing the high. Like, we feel like we're watching you die. I was like, oh, I guess I've seen it so many times. I'm a little desensitized to it.
Sorry for harshing your mellow, bro.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, my mom, I was hanging out with my parents for a little bit last night. Barrett and I went over there to kick it. And my mom wanted to see the video. She'd never seen it before. So, of course, I pulled it up and had her watch it. And even though the video was 20 years old, my mom seemed very currently worried about you, Steve. Mom. Darren.
Wait, do you have a pet monkey?
That's Barrett.
What? What? That was Barrett?
That's Barrett.
Darren. I just wanted to get your reaction to Steve's video of his eyebrow piercing.
I really worry about Steve. I really worry about Steve. He looked like he might not come back.
He was terrible, right?
It was terrible. I wanted to give him a hug. I wanted to support his head.
No one else was.
Who are those people?
Not
like
friends.
Like the shadiest place he could go? Yuck. I'll pass.
That's my favorite part. The shadiest place that I could go, which was the old 107.7 The End Studios.
And my mom, she always was not a fan of piercings. Not a fan of tattoos, not a fan of piercings.
Okay.
So she was probably already not going to like that video because it involved a piercing. But then to see you in distress, she
I really worry
like
about Steve.
We all do, Mom.
You know, a lot of our rockaholics, though, they've been texting at 206-803-ROCK. Very worried about our friend Sarah over here.
What's the reason?
I mean, I say worried, more angered. Oh. One person says, Sarah's high because Taylor Swift is trash. I don't understand her fascination with her, and I never will. I'm with you all the way, Taryn.
Oh.
Another person says, oh, what is it? Please transfer Sarah to another radio station immediately.
Okay, I can appreciate and envy one of the most talented people to ever walk this earth.
Thank you. I'm so appreciative that you say that while I'm in the room.
Yes.
Is this one of your favorites?
This is the single, Fortnite. I don't think it's about the game.
It's not, but I was confused
at
first.
That's giving me a Stevie Nicks vibe.
And you kind of like it, don't you?
It does have a little bit of a Stevie Nicks vibe
to it. That lower register?
Yeah. This is the one with Post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's enough. Yeah. I'm kidding. I really do like the record. I just know that a lot of people don't.
And Taryn never said
that. Listen to our station.
Said she was trash. She even said, you know, she can appreciate and envy and bow down to one of the greatest artists that walked this earth. It might not be her cup of tea.
You know, I think she's done some amazing, incredible things in this lifetime that most performers and entertainers will never touch.
No one.
And she does really good things in all the communities in which she tours through.
Takes
which
care
I think
of her crew
awesome.
As well, from what we hear.
She's happy with Travis Kelce. So I'm happy for Taylor, but I'm not going to listen to that album.
You're not going to even just give it a shot.
What about the second album that they put out at 2 in the morning last night? Not only did she put out a new record at 9 p.m., but then at 2 in the morning, she put up a tweet like, hey, in case you need more stuff to keep you awake, here's like 15 more songs.
Who does that?
All I need to do is show up to work and you and Steve are going to play it for me. So I don't have to do it in my off time.
One texter did say, speaking of Taylor Swift, though, have you ever seen that mashup video with her and Tool?
No.
I think it's like where they took Stink Fist and We Are Never Getting Back Together and mashed them together and it's weird. It actually works together.
Oh.
Sounds so moody.
Now see?
It's sexy.
This is your kind of Taylor Swift right here.
I can get down with this. Just bassy, it's dirty.
I love this too.
If this is how Taylor's new album sounds, I'm in.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
She gets an edgy side.
Never. Oh, I'm singing the wrong words. I was saying never. Is it never?
It's never, ever.
Never,
ever.
ever.
Get it right. Come on.
Ever.
I'm impressed you even knew that little bit, though.
That's all. I didn't know what the song was until the chorus kicked in.
You pair Taylor Swift with Tool, and all of a sudden it's not that. It's not terrible.
Now I'm a fangirl. The Kraken season is done, Rockaholics. And they might be done with broadcasting their games on Root Sports as well. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Modest Mouse.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Pallets Law. And today, let's celebrate the Seattle Kraken.
Yeah.
Tough season. Of course, we could go down that road of what's going to happen next, this, that, and the other thing. But you know what? Hands up. Big shout to Yanni Gord for making it happen. A couple goals last night. Seattle Kraken beat the Minnesota Wild 4-3 to wrap up their regular season. Of course, they're not making the playoffs. Joey DeCord almost scored a goal on an empty net. That would have been a pretty amazing way to end things off. But up next for the Kraken, golf. Also up next for the Kraken, possibly a new home when it comes to television. Because apparently, and this is according to Seattle Times, they're anticipated to end their partnership with Root Sports. And that would mean that most likely the Kraken are going to launch their own broadcast on free TV next season. So they could be on King or Kong. They could be on Cairo or Q13 or Como, whatever it may be. But I'm excited to see what happens. I only hope that the entire broadcast team that was a part of Root Sports will be joining them wherever they go. Because the people like Allison and Piper and Nick Olchek and, I mean, of course, you know, John Forslin, Eddie Olchek and, and JT, everybody that's involved are so damn good. I would hate to see anybody not be a part of it next season.
A Taco Bell manager near Philly did CPR to save a baby's life. Here is that Taco Bell manager. Her name is Becky, talking about the very scary situation.
I threw my headset. I ran outside. So I took the baby and I started to do chest compressions on the baby. And then he finally started to breathe. When my kids were little, my daughter had similar incidents. So I knew what she was feeling. So I knew if I just kept her calm and I stayed calm, then I'd be, there was no thought in my mind that the baby wasn't going to breathe again.
That's incredible.
Making my heart rate go up just hearing that story. The baby is still in the hospital and is being evaluated to get a better understanding of what exactly happened. But talk about right place at the right time. So scary.
And I know everybody in the world, on social media and everywhere, they're all talking about Taylor Swift's new record, her 11th, which, no, not boo. It's actually really, it's really good. I ain't gonna lie. It's really good. But for me and many other Seattle rock fans, it's all about Pearl Jam. It is weird that Taylor Swift has 11 records out, and this is Pearl Jam's 12th. And they've been around for a little bit longer than Taylor Swift. But man, what a great record. It's called Dark Matter. Highly recommend everybody checking it out. Produced by Andrew Watt, who did an incredible job bringing out a new passion, a new energy to the band. I would say for me, a few people are asking which one's my favorite, and one person even agreed when I mentioned it earlier this morning, and that Waiting for Stevie, without a doubt, is the song for me. Eddie's voice sounds great. The whole band just sounds awesome. Shout out to Nicholas, who's a listener of our show. He said he was one of the first in line at Easy Street Records to pick it up on vinyl this morning, and he got it, sent us a picture of it as well. That sounds like a must purchase to have that Pearl Jam record on vinyl. And one of the songs is a total diss track against Kim Kardashian. It's crazy. I'm kidding.
Oh, wait, that's,
no,
the
that's
other
Taylor
one.
Swift. Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome if Eddie was just crapping all over Kim Kardashian on this record?
An Air Canada employee was one of six people arrested in connection to a gold heist that stole $22 million worth of gold from Toronto Pearson Airport. Here's a police detective during a press conference talking about how the gold was used to purchase illegal firearms.
We believe that they've melted down the gold, and then the profits they got from the gold they used to help finance the firearm, obviously purchasing the illegal firearms.
It's almost like I feel like I'm like a scene from like Money Heist. Remember when they were melting the gold?
Oh, that was so great.
Such a great show. Watch it on Netflix.
That's one I would rewatch.
Hey, the Mariners. I might want to watch the Mariners win tonight because they're playing the very lowly Colorado Rockies, who currently have a 4-15 record. So let's hope the Mariners don't stoop to their level. And let's hope with a win, that would put the Seattle Mariners at 10-10. Not bad since the season started off a little weird. So let's keep the winning ways going for the Mariners. As far as weather, it's going to be a beautiful day today. 67 degrees and sunny. The DMD is brought to you by Kia Puyallup, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack. And don't forget to join us at Chuck E. Cheese tomorrow in Tacoma from 3 to 5.
The Daily Migs Show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.